From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu said Wednesday authorities have identified the gunman who killed 39 people in a New Year's attack at a nightclub in Istanbul. He did not give the attacker's name. Authorities are still searching for him. A Turkish news service reported Wednesday authorities had detained five more people in connection with the attack. Turkey is warning that violations of the ceasefire in Syria could jeopardize peace talks planned for later this month. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu told the state-run Anadolu news agency Wednesday that unless the violations stop, the peace process could fail. He blamed pro-government fighters, including the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group, for the violations. He also said Russian officials are due to visit Turkey next week to discuss the framework for the peace talks. UN officials say thousands of Iraqis have been fleeing Mosul during the past 5 days, ever since U.S.-led military forces began a second phase in the operation to free the city from Islamic State militants. The severely outnumbered militants have taken to embedding themselves with civilians, leading to an increase in the number of civilian casualties. As a result, the United Nations says more than 13,000 people have fled Mosul since the operations were restarted on December 29th. Meanwhile, the U.S.-led coalition has doubled to 450, the number of advisors assisting Iraqi forces fighting the Islamic State group. The top U.S. spokesman for the campaign to retake Mosul said Wednesday that the additional forces will help accelerate the battle. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Wednesday went on Twitter and asked why the Democratic National Committee was so careless that thousands of emails of John Podesta, the chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, were hacked. He asked why the Democrats did not have a hacking defense like the Republicans did. Trump quoted WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange as saying a 14-year-old could have hacked Podesta and that the Russians did not give him the information. The Podesta emails revealed often embarrassing details of behind-the-scenes conversations in the Clinton campaign. U.S. President Barack Obama rallied Democrats, and Vice President-elect Mike Pence rallied Republicans Wednesday for the coming fight over Obamacare, the president's signature domestic program. Michael Bowman reports.
President Barack Obama visited the Capitol Wednesday to rally Democrats in support of preserving his signature domestic achievement, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. At the same time, Republican Vice President-elect Mike Pence was also at the Capitol, speaking with Republicans and reporters about the party's intention to repeal Obamacare. Democrats are warning that if the law is scrapped without a replacement in place, and at the ready, millions of Americans will lose their health care coverage. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Bowman.
President-elect Donald Trump said Wednesday he plans to nominate Wall Street lawyer Jay Clayton to head the Securities and Exchange Commission, which regulates financial markets in the U.S. Dylan Roof, convicted of killing 9 people at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, told jurors on Wednesday that there is nothing wrong with him psychologically and that he has no regrets about what he did. The white supremacist chose to act as his own attorney during the sentencing phase of his trial. He said he wanted to stop his lawyers from introducing any potentially embarrassing evidence regarding his mental health. Roof's lawyers have not specified what that evidence might be. Prosecutors have asked for the death penalty because of the premeditated nature of Roof's attack. Authorities in the Chinese city of Pingzhang say a man walked into a kindergarten and stabbed 11 children, wounding 5 of them seriously. The city government's information office said the man sneaked into the school and stabbed the children before being detained at the scene by police. The wounded children were transported to a local hospital, though authorities say none of the injuries are life-threatening. A rush-hour commuter train derailed in the Brooklyn section of New York City Wednesday. More than 100 people were injured. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.